ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 8, ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम फॉर द फॉरेस्ट, पार्ट 5, वर्सेस 39-52। नारद डिस्क्राइब्स टू ध्रुवा the object of meditation. The sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. The great personality Narada Muni, upon hearing the words of Dhruva Maharaj, became very compassionate toward him, and in order to show him his causeless mercy, Narada gave Dhruva the following expert advice. The instruction given by your mother, Suniti, to follow the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just suitable for you. You should therefore completely absorb yourself in devotional service of the Lord. Any person who desires the fruits of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the four principles of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and at the end, liberation, should engage him or herself in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For worship of Lord Hari's lotus feet yields the fulfillment of all of these. Tat tata gacha badrangte. My dear boy, I therefore wish all good fortune for you. You should go to the bank of the Yamuna, where there is a virtuous forest named Madhuvan, and there be purified. For just by going there, one draws nearer to Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always living there. My dear boy, in the waters of the Yamuna River, which is also known as Kalindi, you should take 3 baths daily because that water is very auspicious, sacred, and clear. After bathing, you should perform the necessary regulative principles for Ashtanga Yoga, and then sit down on your asana, sitting place, in a calm and quiet position. And after sitting on your seat, practice the 3 kinds of breathing exercises, and thus gradually control the life air, mind, and senses. Completely free yourself from all material contamination, and with great patience, begin to meditate on Guru, the Supreme Spiritual Master, Krishna. The form of the Lord is now described by Narada. The Lord's face is perpetually very beautiful and pleasing in attitude. To the devotees who see him, Krishna appears never to be displeased, and Krishna is always prepared to award benedictions to the devotees. Krishna's eyes, Krishna's nicely decorated eyebrows, Krishna's raised nose and broad forehead are all very beautiful. Indeed, Krishna is more beautiful than all the demigods. Krishna's form is always youthful. Every limb and every part of Krishna's body is properly formed, free from defect. Krishna's eyes and lips are pinkish like the rising sun. Krishna is always prepared to give shelter to the surrendered soul, and anyone so fortunate as to look upon Krishna feels all satisfaction. Krishna is always worthy to be the master of the surrendered soul, for Krishna is the ocean of mercy. Krishna is further described as having the mark of Sri Vatsa, or the sitting place of the goddess of fortune, and Krishna's bodily hue is deep bluish. Krishna is a person. Krishna wears a garland of flowers, and Krishna is eternally manifest with four hands, which hold, beginning from the lower left hand, a conchal, wheel, club, and lotus flower. The entire body of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is decorated. For Krishna wears a valuable jeweled helmet, necklaces, and bracelets. Krishna's neck is adorned with the Kaustubha jewel, and Krishna is dressed in yellow silk garments. Krishna is decorated with small golden bells around his waist, and Krishna's lotus feet are decorated with golden ankle bells. All of Krishna's bodily features are very attractive and pleasing to the eyes. Krishna is always peaceful, calm, and quiet, and very pleasing to the eyes and mind. Real yogis meditate upon the transcendental form of the Lord, and as Krishna stands on the whorl of the lotus of their hearts, the jewel-like nails of Krishna's lotus feet glitter. Krishna is always smiling, and the devotee should constantly see Krishna in this form, as Krishna looks very mercifully toward the devotee. In this way, the meditator should look toward Varada Rishabham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bestower of all benedictions. One who meditates in this way, concentrating one's mind upon Subhadram, the always auspicious form of the Lord, is very soon freed from all material contamination. One who meditates in this way does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. Recorded August 21, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Devi ke cha lalite, he nanda suno kutaha. Shri Govardhana kalpa pada patale, kalindi vanye kutaha. Goshan taviti saravato. Rajapure, hey dire maha divala, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao, Shri Jiva Gopalakao. Hey Raj, hey Braja, Devi Kecha Lalite. He Nanda Suno Kutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanye Kutaha Bhushantaviti Sarvato Rajapure Kedaya Mahavivalao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yago Shri Jiva Gopalakao David ke chalalite, hey nanda suno kutaha. Sri Govardhana kalpa padapa kalai, kalindi vanye kutaha. Kedair Mahavivalau Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Venum Vanandam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Bharhavatam sang Asitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Lola Chandra Kalasad Vanamalya Vanshi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kalavilasam Shyamang Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti Pashyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti Ananda chinmaya sadujvala Vigrahasya Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam cha Vedeshu dulabam adulabam Atma bhaktau Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavatavis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akilatma Bhutto Namaham Bhujami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilokchanena Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Vasatmataya Manaksu Yapraninam Pratipalam Smaratam Upetya Vilaitena Uvanani Jayati Ajasram Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
I offer respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, namely Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, O Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis who have taken the forms of gopis. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, round whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers, beautified with the moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyama Sundara is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and thus eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but is obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul. Govinda is one without a second. He is not subject to decay and is without a beginning. His form is endless. He is the beginning and the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, along with Radharani, who resembles his own spiritual figure. Radha is the embodiment of the ecstatic potency, and she is possessed of the 64 artistic activities in the company of her confidants or sakis. They are the embodiments of the extensions of Radha's bodily form, permeated and vitalized by Krishna's ever-blissful spiritual rasa. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is known as Shyama Sundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love of God. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own transcendental pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.